lattes. More from townhall.com.
Use your poker skills, put your cards into play, and play your way to victory. Go deep and take them down in the $20,000 expected Stone Cold Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, January 14th at 12 p.m. There's plenty of action in this tournament. Your $230 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips. All fees included. Book your seat now online at windriver.com or at the River Club and stay with us in Redding, California's all-in-one luxurious destination. Reserve your room now and ask for your special room rate. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Wind River Resort and Casino is known for hosting the finest poker tournaments in Northern California. Be one of the privileged few. Pull up a seat and grab your big stack and play in the $20,000 expected Stone Cold Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino, Saturday, January 14th. Prize pools based on 100 participants. Unlimited re-entry and late registration until first break. Poker is better. Poker is better at the River. The River.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott on the 23rd of December, 2 days before Christmas. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
7 minutes after the hour, 7-530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Quickly approaching Christmas Day.
That's right. What are y'all doing this morning? We know it's raining outside, and it's going to be beautiful, which means white in the mountains. And, boy, we can sure use the weather, and we feel so blessed. Currently 45 degrees. Well, the forecast today says 100% chance of rain, according to the National Weather Service. Tonight, 80%, then 70% chance of rain, and then snow likely. Slight chance of snow, then slight chance of showers on Saturday night, partly cloudy. Christmas Day, well, the forecast shows a sun burst over the clouds. Mostly sunny and partly on Sunday night, partly cloudy. So you're going to have about 47 on Christmas Day, 30 on Sunday night. So you know it's going to be chilly and brisk. Wonderful. Bundle those kids up when they go out and play with the toys. Monday, high of 49. Monday night, partly cloudy with a low of 35. So we have these low evening temperatures. Anyway, weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated, veteran owned. Senior and veteran discounts they give, as well as lots of love. 365-3793.
As well as lots of love.
Lots of
Speaking
love.
Of lots of love, we have Amy here with Buddy.
And good morning.
Right now, he's just got his head on her leg and just being loved on. This is after taking one of our rope toys here and chewing it.
There's still remnants on the floor.
Yeah, there's still parts of it around.
My fault, because it's a puppy toy. But
so
anyway.
This is Buddy. He's about 8 years old. He's very special to us at Haven. He has been with us since August. Buddy gets overlooked a lot. We notice that a lot of black dogs, for some reason, do.
Yeah.
Like it's because there's nothing really, you know, stand out about him. However, Buddy has been really well trained in his life. He knows a lot of really neat little tricks. When you get him a treat, he sits pretty, and it's about the cutest thing I've ever seen. And he pops up his little Elvis lip and waits for his treat. He'll do just about anything for a treat, anything.
His little Elvis lip.
Yeah, you give him a piece of bacon, he might file your taxes. I don't know. He'll do anything.
Bacon. You know what bacon is? That's pig lettuce.
That's pig lettuce. That's exactly what it is. So, yeah, Buddy, like I said, has been with us for a while, and he is
Look
neutered
just
and chipped
it, just loved.
And health checked and ready to go. And he's a little bit of an older pit. Like I said, he's about eight years old. He's a pit mix, and he is just the sweetest guy.
He is adorable. And he took the toy today, and he just ignored us. He just played with the toy.
Yeah, he's a happy boy.
But here's the good thing. When you took the toy away from him, okay.
Yep.
It wasn't like, you know, there was no indication that he was going to fight you. Fight, you know what I mean?
But
want you to do it.
He'll give it up easy.
Yeah. He's a well-mannered dog. He's about, 65 pounds?
Probably about that, yeah.
Yeah, about 65 pounds. And, he's a pity look. But right now he's got his head laying on Amy's knee.
He's a real sucker for the chin scratches.
And getting his chin scratched.
You know, I think about Amy, the people who, we've had a few this year who have lost their pets after they've had them for 13 years. And I don't know. I think probably, as I get older, I think the best way to probably heal your heart is to maybe adopt a dog like Buddy, who's at an older stage in their life,
yeah,
that just needs, however long that they're alive, that they need that love. And believe me,
he'll give you lots of love back.
Yes,
he will. He's very loyal.
Exactly. And after you've lost something that you've, a dog or a cat that you've raised forever and ever, how wonderful. Make Buddy's Christmas special and go into Haven Humane today.
Yeah. And Buddy's actually fully sponsored. His adoption fee is 100% sponsored.
Okay.
So to take Buddy home today would be $10. And that's all just for his license. It's not even his adoption fee. It's just for a license.
And wow. And you can, now.
And he gets along great with other dogs.
How's he rated? So good.
He's rated for a home with kids 8 and up. So maybe just a little bit bigger, respectful kids.
Yeah. Because he's a little bit bigger dog, too.
Yeah. And he's so sweet. We've taken him to a lot of our outreaches lately. He's gone to the Paws for Paws at the colleges, both Shasta and Simpson. And oh my goodness, the kids just loved him. I call them kids. I forget their college age.
Yeah.
But to me, that seems like kids.
Yeah,
yeah, they did. They
like
had a great time
person.
With them. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm 100. You can't see me. It's radio. You don't know.
Okay. Now we can get Buddy today. And give yourself and Buddy a great Christmas present.
Yes, and also all of our animals at Haven Humane.
All of my animals.
All of them are $25 until the beginning of the year. So,
wow.
Yes, it's still, if Buddy is not going to fit into your family, that's fine, but there are lots and lots of other dogs who possibly
can. We've got puppies.
What happened with the kitty last week?
Kitty got adopted.
Of course.
Of course.
Once you do this press junket, it seems that,
For pretty much 100% for all the animals.
Oh, yeah.
And Buddy needs a home. And
Buddy can go home today. He's ready. He needs a home for Christmas.
Buddy is a kind, because he's not as young as he used to
Jared.
Be.
Jared's turning around.
Jared's looking at him. Yeah, Jared. Anyway,
does that look like your kind of dog?
They all kind of do.
So, but he's
good
kind of dog that he probably doesn't. You know, he doesn't need as much exercise as before. So, if you have a yard, that'd be great. Or taking him for a walk. He walks good. Right?
He walks great on a leash.
Walks great on a leash.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't pull or anything that.
Very well mannered.
Okay.
Appears to be potty trained. I don't see why he wouldn't be just fine with going out.
Wants to be loved.
He just wants to put his head on someone's lap, and he's such a sweet boy.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So head on out to Haven Humane.
What are your hours today?
Our hours today are 11 to 5. Tomorrow is the same thing. So we are open Saturdays. We are open on Christmas Eve. So we are open tomorrow.
That's right.
All right.
Great little present for your family.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Have a great day. And
you
Merry
too.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Speaking of Christmas and a Merry Christmas, what better gift to give than a really great night's sleep? Now, we've been talking about this, and we really mean it. We completely redid my bedding yesterday, and just like sheets and new comforter and stuff. And I got family coming into town, so I got a brand new flannel sheets. But when I was doing it, it reminded me so much of how much I really appreciate my Sleep Number pillows. And if you're searching like, oh, they have this, they have that. My kids have this. My family has that. Well, if you don't have a Sleep Number pillow, no, you don't have everything, because this is totally the gift to give. The gift of a good night's sleep with the Sleep Number is your comfort pillow. I love my comfort pillow because it really forms to my head and I don't get hot. Sometimes you get hot in a pillow. I don't know how to explain it, but
the Comfort Fit pillow, and we both have it. And now, I'm glad we both have it, because otherwise you'd be pulling it out from underneath my head, as you've done before at times, because of your pillow fetish. Not only can you have a Sleep Number bed, which is, of course, rated number one by Consumer Reports and also by just any other number of agencies like that, but now you can have the Comfort Fit pillow. Right now, if you buy one, you can get one for 50% off. So good. So you could have two. One for your partner, so you two don't fight over the pillow. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go see Brian Janice or any of the people down there, any of the experts, the professionals at the Sleep Number store. And give yourself a great night's sleep. for Christmas. You can do it right now. Head on down there in like, oh, maybe 2 hours, they'll be open. We'll be right back after these messages at 7:15 in the morning here on the 23rd of December, Friday. It's 45 degrees, going up to 48 today with rain all day long.
I was hungry and you gave me something to eat.
I needed clothes and you clothed me.
I was a stranger and you invited me in.
Whatever you did for the least of these, you did it for me.
From all of us at the Good News Rescue Mission, thank you for helping us reach out to the least of these.
Merry Christmas!
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
I'm hearing an accent.
On the first half.
Welcome back to the show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Dandelion, located at 1322 Pine Street. Phone number is 247-1292. Lots of gifts for that whole Dubai friend, as well as designer browns from Brighton to Miss Me. They also have beautiful candles from and home decor. Come on to downtown Dandelion.
Dandelion Boutique. 71322 Pine Street is still open today. And the accent I'm using is, I'm not sure what kind of accent that is. So I'll go back to Carl.
It's a mix.
1322 Pine Street. Mine was kind of a mixture of English
but
and.
But you're playing.
And I'm not sure, but it could have been.
It was playful, though.
Spanish. I'm not sure, but it felt like Spanish coming out
it
of it.
It was mishmash.
It was mishmash. But Dandelion Boutique, guys, hey, don't miss your chance. You haven't found the right gift? Head on down, talk to the girls. Who is it down there? Who should they ask for?
Anyone.
Any one of the girls down
come
there.
Come in and say, anyone.
Help me. There you go. All right.
Hey, the look, ladies are so
20
wonderful
minutes
there.
After the hour, 7 o'clock here on Friday before Christmas. Guys.
Headlines.
You have today, tomorrow, and maybe partially Sunday if everybody sleeps in to find that right
okay.
gift.
You've got headlines right. because
okay.
we've got some, we've had some huge tragic events that have gone on
here it is.
In the world. And so we've got a couple things that you wanted to go over.
the Bernie. In Bernie, right here in Bernie, right up the road here. They released a video on this. I don't know if you saw this, Jared. I don't know if you saw this or not. There's this gentleman by the name of David Wicks. David Wicks is the guy. And obviously, you know, they said well-known, well-liked, was at the was working in the convenience store. And you can see the guy come in. He's wearing like a yellow rain suit with a hoodie over his head. Comes in, sprays him and the store with some kind of flammable liquid and lights him off. And then runs out. Mr. Wicks died. They asked him, did the guy try to set you on fire? And the answer was yes. And then, he lost consciousness and died of his injuries. It's got a lot of people in Bernie, as it should, really, really upset and really scared. Because who's this guy just walked in and just sprayed somebody down, set him on fire, and left? He didn't shoot him. He didn't need a gun. He had flames. He had gasoline. Or whatever it was that did it. But it must have been a fast accelerant. It wasn't like something like, I wouldn't think, like lighter fluid. You get that, you could probably pretty much handle that. Anyway, no leads right now. Second thing, the Berlin attack by this member of ISIS, an Islamic jihadist terrorist that went into Berlin and hit the Christmas square there with all the stores.
Very
and
much
the people.
Like Nice, you know.
Yeah, killed 9, wounded 48, injured 48.
I think it ended up going up to 12 people.
12 people killed, 48 injured, plus the driver was killed that he had stolen the truck from. And then he got out and ran. Well, in Milan, Italy, last night, two police saw him.
To the checkpoint.
And just they said he looked, looked suspicious. And started talking to him. He didn't have any ID. He pulls a gun. One of the police is shot. The other policeman kills him, shoots him, and kills him. He is found to have put recorded a video before he died sometime that, about killing the crusaders that kill Muslims and all these things. So here it is. And they've tracked him. They know who this guy is. They've tracked him since he left in Syria. And and left because of robbery.
This was not the first crime, but this is a huge
crime. And then he came across, and then they were watching him, thinking that he could, about terrorist attacks. But there wasn't enough evidence, so they stopped watching him. And what happens? Boom! He kills a driver, takes a truck, and kills all these people right at Christmas. Now, when then you add on that, the next one was the now an assassination. And I know people, is it an act of terrorism? My idea of terrorism is when you attack innocent people, and that to the threat of violence of killing innocent people and all that. So was the Russian ambassador to Turkey an innocent? Yes, he was. But the man that killed him, he just walked up and shot him. It was an assassination. It wasn't like he came up with a chest full of bomb, of explosives and set it off and killed everybody. He had a target. He walked in. He shot him.
Didn't he kill somebody else in the crowd?
He may have shot somebody else during the shootout, but he was just shooting at the ambassador and shot him several times.
You know what I feel bad about is the other person that was killed in that, because that other person is just kind of like secondary. It's still a soul. It's still a life.
Oh, yeah. And the thing about it, well, of course. And,
it's like it's all about.
But the point is that he didn't – the difference is the guy in Berlin and the guy in Nice and the guy, these other people in San Bernardino, they came in with the idea of killing as many people as they possibly could. Whether they were military, if they were just standing there or having a class, they wanted to kill, or in a nightclub, they wanted to kill as many as they could, based on the killer's religion and what he believed in, and the guy in Turkey, just took out one person. Now it was still an act of terrorism. Yes, don't misunderstand me, but he didn't try to kill as many. He didn't try to kill everybody in the place. Okay. What you've got? You've got a couple.
Well, no, I have something that there's so much tragedy.
We need to talk about better
things
today.
This is a wonderful thing to hear. This is out of Lewisville, Texas. Devin Kamak had no idea what was in store for him when he arrived to work on Sunday. The 31-year-old pizza delivery driver had been called into work early and was dispatched to Victorious Life Church in Lewisville. slightly confused by the directions, he arrived early and waited patiently at the rear of the church. Kamrick was then called to the stage during a Christmas play by the lead character played by David Hyra, who as part of the script had ordered a pizza. He came down the aisle, Hyra said. I sat him down and said, there's something big going on in your life. You have a life-changing event coming up. In shock, Kamek stared blankly, he recalled. I'm like, what do you know? How do you know this? He was then asked to share his story with the congregation. 2 years ago, the father of three was diagnosed with end-stage heart failure. He would need a pump implanted into his chest and does 90% of the resting workload of the heart. Because the pump needs 24-hour power, Kamrick has to wear a battery pack. When he's out of the house, he must be plugged in when home. I need this to live, Kamrick said, putting the pack and medication. After sharing his story, the magic started. Everyone got up out of their seats and came up to us and dropped money in the hat, he said. $1,400.56. The world is good. It is full of goodness and kindness, and people are just waiting to be able to express it in some way and to be a witness to that. It was phenomenal. But then there's more. On Monday, Devin got word from his doctor that he no longer needs a heart transplant because his treatment is working and his heart is beginning to return to a more manageable size. He will still require his implant for a while longer and lifelong medication. He said it was amazing, one of the most humbling experiences of his life. The church worship leader, Noel Pierce, who wrote and directed the event, said the generous tip was spontaneous. I was like, wow, this is the true meaning of Christmas, he said, adding that he wanted to play to spread the message about the gift of giving.
Wow. There was another story on this type of thing. Dave Ramsey, who, of course, is on our station from 12 to 3, he's not political. He is into, living your lifestyle differently in the sense of being able in your finances and all this. But Friday, he said, was his the 3 hours was – most of it was about giving.
You know, tithing?
Your tales of giving. What have you given or received? And this young man called. And he said, I had a series of strokes.
Wow.
And I couldn't, it resulted in a droopy foot. And then Ramsey breaks in. He says, how old are you? He says, right now, oh yeah, I'm 27. This happened like 3 years ago. It started when he was 21. These problems and these strokes. So now he's like 25 or something like this. So it turns out that there's only one thing that can really help him with his walking, and it's a medical device you put on your leg, and it puts electrical charges into your leg,
wow,
which acts as the impetus for you to be able to move your foot.
Cool.
So he could.
What a great device.
Well, but it costs $6,000. So he wrote to this. There's an organization that helps young people who've had strokes. He talks to the lady, or he called the lady. She says, "I'm sorry, this is just for people that are 18 and under, and you were 21." And he goes, "Okay." So he was kind of like devastated by that. So they had to try and figure out how he could get the money to do this.
Mm-hmm.
He gets a phone call back the next day from this company, from this organization that says, "Look, you don't fit our guidelines, but one of the members of the board has anonymously bought you this $6,000 medical device so that you can have it." And he says, "I broke into tears." And in fact, these guys starts crying again. He says, "Now I can walk. I can walk." He says, "Sometimes with the cane, sometimes without, but I can walk now, and I can do, I can do jobs, and he's working and doing all these things." Imagine that. I mean, so you talk about tales of giving. The one you just talked about, and then this one, and the world
makes your heart feel full.
The world is good. The world is good.
And we have secret angels here. We have a secret angel society here in Reading that helps, along those lines. People who have a dream of maybe starting a business and they just can't get the capital together. We know a few people that are. They don't really talk about it.
Yeah.
But every now and then, a thing slipped out. Like, there's a group of people. They pull their money, and. So anyway, miracles do happen, think about what you can do to pass that along with some of your goodness, even if it's just going over, asking somebody to come over for Christmas. In fact, we are going to be doing that with some of our neighbors that we don't know, too, as well. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Tobacco and Brew and Espresso Joe's. What gets better than Espresso Joe's when you have your pumpkin
cookie
spice,
doodle.
Your cookie doodle. What is that other
pumpkin
stuff?
Pumpkin spice.
I'm not going to say cookie doodle.
Crispy. The coffees are all amazing. Your holiday branded bark. Triple chocolate.
Okay.
So if you're looking for something to as a hostess gift, drop by 2143 Hilltop Drive. Go on in there. Ask the girls. And they'll put together coffee beans in a bag, and you take that to someone's house. It's really wonderful because throughout the holidays, family's visiting or whatever, and they just grind up the coffee, or they can grind it for you and enjoy that, as well as grab bags for $20 of cigars. You've got people who love cigars in your life. Go and get your grab bags today.
2143 Hilltop Drive opens 7 days a week, a veteran-owned business, and it opens at 7:30 in the morning. It's a great place to find some gifts. We'll be right back after these messages. We're going to talk about the 7 tips to help you handle uncomfortable conversations
Ooh.
This holiday. And I, you know what? This may be the time to do it because people are still a little bit upset. Some people just a little upset about the election. So we're going to say we're going to give you some tips on how to avoid getting into a fist fight at the dinner table on Christmas. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is December the 23rd. It's Friday. It's 2 days before Christmas. Christmas Eve tomorrow, of course, and Christmas on Sunday. And we can't forget what Christmas is really about. It's not about this last minute gift-giving things. It's about the birth of Christ
and
the Christian religion and how the Christian religion changed dramatically, you know, from one of war and of conquering to one of love and forgiveness. between the Old Testament and New Testament if you look at it. And it's a huge change. And how when Jesus' teachings was of love, peace, forgiveness, you know, the Ten Commandments, all of those. So it changed dramatically. If you look at the Old Testament, read the Old Testament and the New Testament. Anyway.
Having faith. One more quick little story. This couple, Kristen and Matt, they may be spending their first season in the hospital, their Christmas season in the hospital, but it's of great joy because they have tried to have a baby for 20 years. 20 years. And they finally got pregnant. Baby was born.
Wow.
You just never can give up and think, oh, I'm never going to, you know, you just never know.
So the baby was just
God
born.
has a plan.
Okay, now, you know, how many people, and Jared, you can hop in on this, how many people do you know that were friends that really are really upset about this last election, whether one side or the other, Trump or Clinton?
I know a few people that are a little upset.
Yeah, and I read things on Facebook and things like that, you know, and I usually don't say anything, but I said something the other day on one of them, and I haven't heard back, so I'm not sure if I got dumped or not. But, you know, I just said, do away with Electoral College? Really? That's what I wrote. And then another one I got in there about something else. But the thing about it is that usually I don't put comments on there. And if they're really egregious and I see them, they go on and on, I just kind of like, I stop seeing their messages. I don't necessarily unfriend them. I'll let a month or two go on. Not that when you've got, you know, 2,000 people that's on my Facebook, so it's kind of like, they probably won't miss me. But what happens with your family and people and close friends that you invite over for a holiday dinner, like Thanksgiving, which was really probably right after the election, or now, over a month later, now we have Christmas. So people may be traveling from longer distances to get down and sit down. So what do you do? First thing you do is you ask the host or hostess for a debate-free zone. That's right. Ask that hot topics not be discussed during the gathering. That could pertain to politics, religion, or known differences in opinion. And people will stay in probably a better mood if they know that controversial topics can be avoided. Realize you probably can't change the opinions of others. You can avoid arguments by realizing something you've probably figured out already. We have friends that are one, she's very liberal Democrat. And I'm not going to change her mind. She's not going to change my mind. So we've agreed to disagree, and we're friends.
Right.
But just realize this. If you're at home at Christmas and you've got Cousin Johnny there, and you're not going to change Cousin Johnny's opinion in the 3 hours you're there for Christmas. In fact, all you're going to do is get in – you know, he's going to try and change yours. You might just want to avoid that.
Now, are there keys of things to say, like some trigger words? Okay, yeah, because people get belligerent.
Be okay with silence. It doesn't mean, you know, if somebody's talking, you're uncomfortable with it, you don't have to join in. You can just be okay, you know, you'll just go back and get some more eggnog. Change the subject. This is what you're talking about. Sometimes tricky, sometimes smooth. Changing the subject is an art. Your dad is so good at it. Your dad can change the subject, and I've seen him do it. And you know what? You and your mom are talking and doing blah, 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 and your dad says something like, wow, is that a new light on the chandelier? Both of you stop, look at the chandelier, and, you know, he has just
diverted it.
He's just diverted the conversation. He just changed it. He's great. But see if you can do that. Change the subject some. Don't be afraid to mention something random either, like you remembered something cool you wanted to share. They're in the middle of this argument about Trump and Clinton. You go, hey, did you know about the Rockettes? You know, and let, you know, kind of like have them turn it Rockettes.
What?
Yeah. Did you know the Rockettes are, you know, they perform every year, you know, whatever. Plan indoor activities so somebody can't just sit there. One of the things I think that bring people together, Jared, tell me if I'm wrong here, football. So there's football games on. So whether you're Clinton or Trump, a lot of times you have football in common. What do? You go watch football together. And, you know, it's hard to get in an argument when, you know, when you're seeing a football game. Unless, of course, you got lots of money on it. Outdoor activities. And here's the big thing at the end. Stay confident. Our families are families. You've got to be able to swallow sometimes. You've got to be able to smile. But, you know, just be aware that, you know, that you love your family. Even though you'd like to say, you know, hey, they're wrong. I'm just going to tell them how they're wrong. It might be a good time to take that little step back, swallow it, and just go.
I think
you know,
your sports analogy was comparison was good, Carl, because rabid sports fans can't even understand. But I think it's interesting when you look in the stands and you see two different teams, two different people standing next to each other, of course. One is in, you know, for one team and one's for the other. Now, I don't know how they don't fight it out or duke it out. You know, like, I mean, well, I understand how you don't because
Chargers,
you're civil.
You get the Chargers and the Raider fans together. They do duke it out. And that's been kind of cool.
I almost thought we might have been duked out in Thanksgiving because your kids are Eagle maniacs. They're maniacs. I mean, your granddaughter.
They're fans, which is short for fanatic.
Yes.
Okay? That's where the word fan came from, fanatic.
And it's.
And I mean,
I haven't seen anything like love it.
My granddaughter's got Philadelphia
Eagles
stuff.
She's 14. No
and
pink.
They all put their uniform shirts on and they watch the game. I mean, is this cute?
I
or
went
what?
To her room thinking, okay, I bet you, you know, it's pink because it used to be pink. Now it's filled with literally, she's got Eagle like. Posters
well, she's
and
still got girl stuff in there.
I know. But not like what you would
no,
think. You know, you're 14
like,
and yeah. It's you know rainbows and unicorns and you have boys on the. No, it's
no, no.
All it's it. Most of it is Eagle, and I was like, that's the first thing impression. And I just haven't seen it, so I think it's great. But at Thanksgiving dinner, they say, well, who do you like as a team? And we're like, well, I don't know. We're kind of no. And their yeah. Eyes went. Wah!
The whole family. Not just the kids, but you know, my son, my daughter, I guess he would be my son-in-law brother. What would he be like a Vince's brother? He would be like a brother-in-law's son.
Yeah. How do you call that in the relationship?
I'm not sure either, but. But he goes too, and he's just a great kid. And they're all looking at us, and we said, no, well, we really don't. You know, sometimes we look at this team, sometimes this team. I said, we were kind of really like in Oakland this year. You don't follow a team? You know, it was like, huh? Yeah, no, you know, no, guys, we don't. You know, do you, you know, sorry. We do read a lot, though, which also was a lie. So, okay.
And here's speaking of Packers fans were hired to shovel. The Lambeau Field.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool? Love that. You put your passion in it.
Hey, you know something that's coming up, and I want to talk about it again. Mike Michelak from the Fly Shop is going to come in with us. And Mike is just a very, very intelligent man, as are a lot of the people that come in, you know, come into the studios here. If you listen to this show every day, as we do because we're here, at least I listen to it. I'm not sure about Jared or Bob. The amount of information, like yesterday, Rachel Hatch came
Wonderful.
In here talking about the bitcoins and then this new one, blockchain. You've probably never heard about it, except now you have. Now, if you listened to the show yesterday, you know what bitcoins are and what the Bitcoin exchange is and why people are using it. And who are most of the people using it, or not most, but a lot of the people using it are using it for nefarious purposes because you can't track it. So imagine that. You've got currency you can't really track that easy. But then this blockchain that they were talking about is Josh David Miller and she were talking about was it's this – they're saying this could be like the internet was 10 years ago, this blockchain coming in here. Now, there's – you know, you can look at – you can be skeptical about it. But this is a – it's going to give you security, encrypted security on everything you're sending. And you think about that, encrypted security for everything you send. Like if you wanted to send photographs – not you, but if you wanted to send – well, yeah, if you wanted to send photographs to your mom and or to me or to your friends, you could – if you're on this – you're on this blockchain – that you could send it, and it would be encrypted. And the only way they would see it is you would give them a code at the other end, if I'm understanding this right. And then so, but you don't have to worry about other people finding them and then publishing them like all the like they did, like they got into their Apples or whatever it is, because it would all be encrypted. And how they're using it in supply chain technology, and you know we're used to in the military, you know, end to end encryption, encrypted on both ends, and it goes in there and it's burst, you know, it's burst transmission, so you can't like. It can't really kind of take a five. It takes a 5-minute message and it bursts it out in like a microsecond, something like that. So this is really exciting, and people, I and you wouldn't have known about that. I wouldn't have known about the blockchain. or really how Bitcoin worked unless we had people on here.
Still makes me worried the whole time I'm talking to you is about how many people have sent pictures in their email that could be incriminating.
Well, not incriminating, but it might be embarrassing.
Yes.
You know, anyway.
And you think about that, you know, maybe somebody's over in Europe or somebody's in another place and a girlfriend takes a picture.
Oh.
You know what? That is something could be
blackmail,
you know, and how horrible to have that happen years later.
Well, you know, that's...
technology.
Well, but look at Ivanka or Mrs. Trump, not Ivanka, but Mrs. Trump.
Melania,
who posed for nude pictures when she was 20 years old. They've come back. And I don't know, I think this may be the first time that you've ever seen a first lady.
probably.
Anyway, hey, we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our favorite gun store, Bastiani Arms. John and Sarah celebrating another year here at Bastiani Arms. It's great success. I would say if you're going to buy the gun, it may be a little bit late because if you want to get it by the 31st, it's got to be 10 working days. And the fact is that you may be running short now, but then you can pick it up beginning of the year. They've got everything a shooter wants, not only just pistols, but also long guns, all the shooting accessories, ammo, reloading supplies, classes on CCW and hunter safety, the best gunsmithing you're going to find. And here's the number one thing. Customer service. They just have outstanding customer service. This is where Linda and I buy our guns. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Open Tuesday through Saturday. They'll be open tomorrow. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. And
Nick
will get to you as soon as we get back from this break.
Many people do not realize Santa Claus originally was a religious figure. He was born in the Mideast in what is now known as Turkey in the year 270. He was called St. Nicholas. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. His parents died when he was young, leaving him a fortune. After he became Bishop of Myra, he gave away his riches freely and anonymously. On December 6, 343, he was declared a saint. Sailors carried stories about Saint Nick to distant lands. Santa was not well known in the United States until 1809, when the city of New York named him their patron saint. Clement Moore wrote a poem depicting Saint Nick as a jolly old elf with flying reindeer. In 1867, Macy's department store promoted the first Christmas Eve sale, and the commercialization of Santa began. Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, God bless you. Phrases that should be a blessing to anyone. Thanks to political correctness, these statements are now considered offensive, hurtful, and even a hate crime. I have three words in response to this. Get over it. Political correctness is nothing more than an attempt to manipulate you and silence your opinion and worldview. Never let anyone coward you into silence or be afraid to speak what you believe. Jesus always spoke the truth in love, so go and do likewise. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Do you see what I see?
See what I see?
A star dancing in the night with a tail.
Well, you know, don't you miss the... Welcome back to KCNR 1460.
Bing Crosby.
Don't you miss those Christmas specials? I mean, there would be like Andy Williams would have them.
I don't miss them because when they come back on, we DVR them. I get to watch
all
of them.
No, we haven't seen... they've got wonderful, pentatonics and stuff like that. But, I mean, back in the day when... Sit in a chair and have his family around him. I miss those. Dean Martin. Those were great.
Well, you were in those Christmas specials.
Well, but, dates me.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, who wants to wish everybody, of course, a very happy holiday season and Merry Christmas. It's a veteran-owned business who has been voted best in the North State. They are our HVAC people of choice. Martin is a great guy. He's a veteran. His whole crew out there are just very, very well-trained, very professional, very friendly people. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. They will, whether it's your heating system or your cooling system, they can work on it. Any type of system, they can offer guarantees. Like I said, voted best in the North State. We can, a lot of times, hey, can you recommend somebody? Yeah, we can recommend Alliance Heating and Air without reservation. This is how good they are. Okay, let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning. Merry Christmas.
It is a good morning, and it's not going to be such a Merry Christmas for me because I discovered a long time ago naughty works real well for me.
Naughty?
Nice and naughty all year long.
Oh, nice and naughty all year long. Okay,
that's
got it.
Hey, listen, I have a comment for you.
Wait a minute, I have one question. Wait a minute, I have a question here.
Go ahead.
Is Logan nice or naughty?
Oh, Logan's a good little boy.
Okay, good.
No tattoos, no body piercings, no criminal record, and he's self-supporting.
The rest of them, as long as he's self-supporting, are in second place.
Yeah, I hit the lotto.
Okay. All right.
Hey, I have a comment for you, and I want to ask Bob a question. My comment for you, Carl, is the other day I asked if you were a supporter of the state of Jefferson, and you went off and you said you were a supporter of us being represented. And if it's a state of Jefferson, okay, or if it's just a senator in each county. And I just wanted to point out that there's no movement for a senator for each county. Nobody's pushing that. It would cost a fortune to get that going. The movement is for our own state. I just wanted to point that out to you. It's a hypothetical argument.
Okay.
Now, Bob?
Bob's not here. Jared's here.
Oh, dang. Okay.
That's okay. Jared can still...
Sorry to disappoint you.
Yeah, you know what? You just hurt Jared's feelings really big time there, Nick.
Okay, Jared Holmes-Skillett, I want to ask you something. Are the airwaves for the radio station, are they run by the government? Do you lease them from the government? Who owns them?
We are licensed by the government, but from the Federal Communications Office.
Okay, well, it's my opinion that when you catch somebody doing fake news... But they ought to shut them down for a day or two. We need to stop this dishonesty in the news media.
I agree.
So I'm going to put you in charge of that, and we'll probably get it through in not too long, huh, Carl?
There you go. We'll get it started here next. Well, I tell you, beginning of the year.
Hey, I hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
I hope you do too, Nick.
Same to you, Nick.
Hey, you know what? You have a great, great weekend and be safe out there, and we'll see you after Christmas.
Okay.
All right.
Goodbye.
All right, buddy.
Currently 45 degrees in the downtown studios, 100% chance of rain today. Not chance. It is happening, 100%.
The KCNR weather rock says it's raining.
Yeah, it's raining. Where is the weather rock?
It's right here, but we'll put it outside.
Oh, okay.
So
absolutely.
See how wet it is.
Slight chance rain show, then slight chance of showers tomorrow, partly cloudy with our lows of 30. And Christmas Day, mostly sunny with our highs of 47. Sunday night calls for lows of around 30. Monday is going to be mostly sunny, and then Tuesday comes back with a chance of rain. So we have this beautiful weather and, of course, snow in the mountains. So weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where their customers are warm friends, a veteran-owned business that gives you a discount if you're a senior or veteran, 365-3793. Okay, other good news that's going on out there. You know what? Toward the end of the year, here's good news, is that the city council actually voted against buying the golf course. I think that was really good news because – I think it could have been called for a recall if they had voted for it. There were people just waiting. They were waiting there with petitions. They had petitions lined up if the Reading City Council had said, you know what? yeah, let's go buy that golf course. Well, but they didn't. So, you know, now, other things that are going on in our city, in our county, for next year, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how they pull things out of their hat for next year. Oh, by the way, Mike Michalak is here with us. Mike and Bertha, of course, own the fly shop here in town, the world's largest privately owned fly fishing business.
But more importantly,
they're our friends.
Super good friends.
Super good
we
friends.
We love them.
And good morning there, Mike.
Well, good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone out there.
Yeah, we're going to have you on. I was going to have you on. Well, we're going to have you on now to the end of the show. But you've been working on your catalog.
We say that we've been.
We say that.
And people
every
now.
Year, people. This is incredible. This finishing my catalog hangs over my head. That job hangs over my head like Damocles' sword. I just keep it, it's the hardest work that I have to do each year, and it's our major marketing tool. It brings in, it promotes most of our business, and most of our business is out of the area. I'm very proud of that. I'm very proud of every single customer that I have in the area. They're all my friends. But we send out about 250,000 catalogs sometimes twice a year, and there are years when I would trade my salary for my postage bill. But
when do you start working on this catalog?
Well, we actually start working on the catalog in September. I have an incredible staff, and I have a wonderful graphic artist, Gary Sampe, who came to me by way of Oregon. This is his 16th catalog that he's working on. He was an award-winning graphic artist from the San Francisco Chronicle. He just is a remarkable person, like most of the rest of my team at the fly shop. He's a real talent.
Fly shop. Now, how long have you had the fly shop?
Closing in, this will be we'll soon start our 39th year. You know,
wow.
The same age as Jack Benny.
Yep.
It's this long, now, this big.
Now, if you know what I can say this about Mike Mitchell, because I've been around him enough that where other people maybe, you know, it's kind of like, it's during the Christmas season or New Year's season or whatever. They may be throwing, because the weather's a little bit better, so there's no snow, and so they may be throwing horseshoes. Mike's looking around, and he says things like, "Want to go for an ATV ride?" And silly me went, "Yeah, I'll go for one." I was looking out at the meadow. I was looking at this meadow that was right there. 2 hours later, we're on top of this mountain. You know, my hair is plastered back to the, you know, my head. You know, the only thing I had on was my sunglasses and I mean, I had dirt all over me and my face and I'm like this. And Mike gets up to the very top of the mountain here. He goes, "Look, he's in this beautiful." And it was. It was absolutely beautiful. A view of Mount Shasta with all the snow and back down in the valley. We got to look at that for 34 and a half seconds. And then he goes, "Let's go." Right back down the hill at about 150 miles an hour going past. I'm looking over the side. I can't see. I can't see the bottom where we're going around these corners. And there's the basket falls off his ATV. So what's he do? He picks it up, holds it under one arm, and then he just speeds up and goes on down the hill.
Well, no. Making me sound as though I'm dangerous and stuff. You know,
you push the envelope, and there's nothing wrong with that.
I remember this public speaking class that I took, and the teacher, the instructor, warned me about talking about things that were relevant only to myself and things. But the outdoor experience in Shasta County is what brought me here. It's what brought a lot of my friends here, and something that you and I enjoy. When I think this time of the year about getting on a vehicle with you, it's not the ATV. It was the snowmobile.
Oh my gosh!
You know, I have to tell you, I'm sitting. No one knows at the other end of the microphone what people are wearing. Okay, I have to tell you that right now, Carl is naked, and Linda's wearing a reindeer outfit. Okay, our tech has
Rude
got
off.
Our tech's got a Santa suit on, and I'm here in a coat and tie.
So. So we're going to be right back after these messages, after the news. And it's getting a little bit cold in here. And,
the visual
of that one, and you in a coat and tie. I don't think I've ever – I'm sure you have one. I don't know if I've ever seen you in one.
Well, when I left the corporate world, I decided that I would wear a tie on only very unusual occasions, and I
nothing's been that unusual, huh?
I try not to, but I do have a wonderful suit and tie.
I know.
Things like that.
Okay, hey, look, we're going to be right back with Mike Michalak. We're going to talk some serious things, but also some humor here when we get back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
The truck attack that killed 12 people is dead. Guyer Molson has a report.
We know that Anis Amri, the Tunisian suspect, was stopped by two officers during a routine police check in the Sesto San Giovanni neighborhood of Milan. He then pulled a gun from his backpack after being asked to show his identity papers, and he was killed in the shootout that followed.
Meanwhile, Germany's top security official says the death of that driver does not reduce the extremist threat to Germany. Malta's prime minister says the hijacking of a Libyan plane is over now after the hijackers gave themselves up. Nicole Winfield reports the plane was flying from the Libyan city of Sabah to Tripoli when hijackers attacked.
The aircraft took up from the Libyan town of Sabah and was bound for Tripoli and it landed in Malta's airport shortly after 11 this morning.
The hijackers have surrendered, been searched, and taken into custody. The Obama administration has officially abolished an immigration registration program that targeted men from mostly Muslim countries.
The Obama administration is officially scrapping a post-9/11 program that required men and boys from mostly Muslim countries to register with immigration officials. The so-called National Security Entry-Exit Registration System hasn't been used for 5 years, but there have been calls for President-elect Trump to reinstate it.
That's correspondent Wally Hines reporting it. Donald Trump's press secretary designate says the president-elect is putting other countries on notice with his tweet calling for greatly expanded U.S. nuclear capacity.
Other countries need to be put on notice that he is not going to sit back and allow them to undermine our safety, our sovereignty. He is going to match other countries and take action.
John Spicer appearing on NBC's Today Show on Wall Street. It's been slow going. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now off by about 12 points. The S&P 500 down by one. More on these stories from townhall.com.
NIV Live, a breathtaking Bible experience, is the perfect Christmas gift. Voiced by award-winning actors, musicians, and pastors, it brings Bible characters to life from Genesis to Revelation.
Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me.
God of Israel says, let my people go.
Surely your God is the God of gods and the Lord of kings.
I have seen the Lord.
Where is your God?
Let there be light.
The NIV Live complete audio set retails for $125, but you can buy it from Faithgate this Christmas for only $29.95 with free 3-day shipping. This special offer is only available online at NIVLiveSpecial.com. The perfect Christmas gift for spouses, parents, and grandparents. Get this 79 CD set for only $29.95 with free 3-day shipping only at NIVLiveSpecial.com. Order yours for Christmas at NIVLiveSpecial.com. Limit 7 sets per order. Only at NIVLiveSpecial.com.
Fiat Chrysler is recalling nearly 50,000 small SUVs worldwide because the engines could stall while being driven.
The recall covers the Dodge Journey and Jeep Compass and Patriot from the 2016 model year. All have 2-liter or 2.4-liter four-cylinder engines. The company says a sensor connector in the engine can malfunction. That can cause the SUVs to either stall or fail to start. Fiat Chrysler says it doesn't know of any crashes or injuries due to the problem.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The Philippines could be hit with moderate to heavy rains and blustery weather on Christmas Day as a tropical storm moves closer. Forecasters say tropical storm Noctan could strengthen into a typhoon before making landfall late Sunday in the eastern part of the country. Right now, the storm is packing winds of up to 65 miles per hour and gusts of about 80 miles an hour. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Mexico's president is pledging to rebuild the fireworks market ripped asunder by explosions that killed 35 people this week.
A ghastly and perpetually failing safety record, including 11 explosions at San Pablito fireworks market at Tultepec in 2016, plus storing and even displaying high-powered fireworks outside the purpose-built concrete safety bunkers. Markets all suicidally hunched together, plus 300 tons of explosives, all crammed in close, sanity-defying proximity. Major blasts there in 2005 and the following year, but still officials didn't see or understand the inevitable follow-on consequences of a blind eye being turned.
That is James Bleers reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Christians and Jews share a common heritage.
What a magnificent heritage it is. Yet, we also know that it is under attack these days. That the forces of intolerance, of barbarism, that attack...
Christmas and the Jewish Hanukkah season coincide this year. More on these stories from townhall.com.
A must-see performance. Musicians and fans agree George Strait is an iconic figure in American history. A George Strait Salute, performed by Buck Ford, pays salute to the life and music of one of the world's most recognizable and distinctive musicians. Join us Friday, January 6th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Strait Country, a George Strait Salute, live at the Event Center. Nashville recording artist Buck Ford is a young, pure country singing sensation that focuses on keeping the traditional country sound and rhythm flowing. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets are just $15 each or a table of 10 for $125. Join us for Strait Country, a George Strait Salute. In celebrating the excitement and journey through the timeless story through song and incredible vocals. Live and in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, January 6th. A good time will be had by all. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WinRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Friday, the 23rd of December. Just, gosh, 2 days before Christmas. I hope everybody's having a good Friday here today. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, and good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody. Currently 45 degrees in the downtown studios, and that's about where we're going to get for the day. Our high may be 48. Rainy all day and then some snow, likely, with our lows of 35. Tomorrow's Saturday's chance of rain as well with the 48 like today, partly cloudy tomorrow night, which is 30 degrees. And on Christmas Day, mostly sunny. So those people who may be traveling to the mountains, you wake up with a sunny day and maybe snow on the ground. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. This portion of the show, before we get going, is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. They know the in and outs of proper windshield repair. Been repairing windshields for years, and is a Bureau of Automotive Repair approved. Jeff, a veteran owned Crackmaster, is really truly from the old school, isn't he?
He is, and he can fix chips. Whether it's just a little bitty chip to cracks over 2 feet in length. And if you have a little chip in your windshield, I just want to remind everybody, because it is getting colder, you get a little water in there, it freezes, it will expand that chip into a crack. So once you go on down to 3208 South Market Street, see Jeff Wurst, or give him a call at 241-8373. He guarantees his work. It doesn't get any better than that at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay, returning with Mike Michalak, who is, he and his wife Bertha own the fly shop. And it's the largest privately owned fly shop, fly fishing business, can I say that, in the world, right?
I think it is. You know, I was in Crackmaster earlier this week. I have a brand new truck, less 7,000 miles and less than 2 months old, and I've gotten two chips in the windshield and just nothing flat. And what's the fellow's name?
Jeff Wurst.
Jeff. He's, you know, a veteran, a wonderful guy. And he took care of me right away. It took me about an hour to get things done, and rather than replace my windshield,
yeah,
I went in and had it done. Cost about $50. I shouldn't broadcast what his prices are or whatever, but and he was just it was very pleasant.
Guarantees his work.
Yeah.
Okay, hey Mike, one of the reasons that we were talking, we went out to dinner the other night, and we were talking about people ordering things online. And the impact that has on business, local businesses, but also other businesses throughout California, when people go online, like, and order things and buy things.
Well, it's a very serious subject. You mentioned a few moments ago, and I know everybody else pays rapt attention to everything you say, just like I do. But you mentioned a few moments ago about how our city council and you know, with regard to a decision that they made in the purchase or not purchase of the golf course exercised good judgment. You know, they didn't overextend ourselves. That, you know, they made the same sort of decision with the property up. I think it's up off of Oasis or not.
Yeah,
you know, Tierra, reaching
the,
out.
The Tierra,
you know, Oaks, and they're being very conservative with our dollars. You know, I think that they have to be. And I'm very proud of them. We've got a new city council. It looks as though it's going to be a bit more conservative fiscally than, you know, but at the same time, there's a reason for that. You know, the reason is that, you know, our community doesn't have as much money to spend on the things that it needs to spend, and it certainly doesn't have as much money as it would like to spend. One of the reasons for that is, of course, our tax base. We are in an area that's, you know, not a particularly wealthy area. Siskiyou County, I think it's the poorest county in California, per capita, you know, per whatever. But Shasta County, you know, we recently voted against what we measure.
Measure D.
To, you know,
raise our taxes.
To raise taxes. But the fact is that it's taxes that pay for the potholes. It's taxes that pay for the, you know, for this police department, the fire department, all of those essential needs, and all of the non-essential needs as well, whether or not we have a nice park, whether or not we have, you know, whether or not we're able to reach out and take care of those people that we see on the streets. Some of, you know, we could get, that's a whole different subject, whether or not we're able to take care of the YMCA and the Haven Humane and the degree to which we are. All that comes from our tax base, and a pet peeve of mine is the fact that the taxes that are collected are not collected in an even-handed way. Measure D, as an example, would penalize all those people. It didn't go to the landowners. It went to everyone who was purchasing things. If, as an example, someone buys an item online, you live in California, you buy an item, you buy a new lawnmower, and you have it shipped in from God knows where, you have it sent to you from Oregon or Nevada, you drive to Oregon and buy something, you know, but the sales, you don't pay sales tax on that. On your California state income tax return that each of us signs, there's a little thing, how much did you purchase out of state that you didn't pay taxes on? Most people just check the zero box, and it's human nature. On a large ticket item, I mean, if we could buy cars in Oregon and bring them into California without paying, you know, this huge sales tax, we would do it. That's human nature. What happens in California is that money that everyone owes isn't collected, and that makes a great deal of difference to our community.
Now, when you say that money that is owed is not collected, you're talking about sales tax from businesses that, or their taxes they don't pay for their employees, or what, all of it?
No, I'm a firm believer. When Ronald Reagan, you know, once sold his ranch for $1 trillion and didn't pay any taxes, he says we should only pay our fair share, only what's legally responsible for. In California, the way that they figured the amount of that what we need to pay for our local governments, what we need to pay for our state government, is, you know, a lot of that income is derived from sales taxes, from property taxes, from use taxes, from road taxes, from gasoline taxes. But the sales tax, the equalization tax, is a very, very large portion of that. There's a portion of that sales tax that's called NC2. That means the money, 25% of all of the sales tax that's collected in the state of California is returned to the community from which it was generated. So if in Shasta County, we collected, you know, $1 million worth of sales taxes, then 25% of that $25 million would be returned to Shasta County. One of the beauties of that money that comes back to, not Shasta County, but the city of Redding, to the community, one of the beauties of that sales tax is that it comes back and it goes into general fund issues. It's not money like the gasoline tax that's earmarked for something, or the school tax that's earmarked for something. It's money that our city council then can use judiciously, hopefully, but they can use at, you know, out of general fund. They can use wherever they want.
Okay, so we're going to take a break right now. But what Mike is saying, if I understand this right, is of all the sales tax that's generated in Redding and Shasta County, but comes back to the community. 25% of every dollar, 25 cents out of every dollar comes back into the community, into the general fund.
Exactly.
And this is where we're going with this. So you're saying, okay, I understand that, but what's that mean? And that's where we're heading down. We're going to get into the next part here and tell you why this has become a problem. But this portion of the show is your way to help our community this coming year is by going down to Four Winds Jewelry, where they're having a sale of 20% off because it's their anniversary. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. It has the only trained watch repairman in all of Shasta County. All of right there at Four Winds Jewelry. And now go in, find that right necklace. Everything. They've got it all. They've got every type of jewelry you can imagine, watches, it all. Go in there, buy it, and make sure that sales tax comes back.
Locally owned and operated.
Locally owned and operated. That sales tax, make sure the wages stay here, the whole thing. And Four Winds Jewelry, and they're great people, too, and they have super selections of jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Hey, they're going to be closed tomorrow. Get down there today. Our guest is Mike Michalak. Fly Shop, Mike Michalak, and we're talking taxes. And we're talking about, okay, we understand the taxes come back here, but no, that's not always the case. And the impact that people, if we don't get that tax base back, we're living it right now, but how can that change? We'll be right back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Redding, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays. This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Redding Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt.
My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBob. It's 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Who is that?
Burl Ives. 45 degrees. It's going up to 48 today. It's raining. It's going to be raining all day. It's going to start clearing up tomorrow. He is. He's multi-talented. Won an Academy Award.
Oh, Big Daddy.
Big Daddy. Won a probably Tony Award and all those. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Look, you're looking for that last-minute gift. How about a gift certificate for a concealed carry course at Northern Firearms Instruction? $150, get it online, and there you are. You've got the you can give the gift of safety and knowledge to a loved one or to a friend. From Northern Firearms Instruction, give them a call at 999-1822 or check them out online, readingccw.com. The instruction doesn't get any better than it does right there at Northern Firearms Instruction.
I wanted to just, you accuse me of perusing, but, a couple of helpful hints that come up. This is from an attorney friend of mine, actually, that lives out of he and his wife. She's a good friend of mine, so is he. But they live out of Palm Desert, and he's passing this around because it's important to remember that you can get in your car Christmas time, and you turn around, put your car in reverse if you don't have a backup window, backup camera, and you see a white piece of paper in the back of your car, and you get out of the car to remove it because it's obstructing your view, and a carjacker is waiting. It's a scheme that's going on right now. It's happening across America. That's a trend. Getting in the car, and of course, ladies, if your purse is in the car, your bag's in the car, they take off with your car because they're watching you just from that piece of paper. So just don't pay attention. Paper's in the back of your window. Well, wait till you're home, secure, before you take that off.
Or if you step out of your car, you make sure that you put a round into the chamber of your pistol as you walk to the back and take, as you're holding it in your hand, closely held to you, take the piece of paper off as you're perusing the area and say, is this somebody's piece of paper? All right. Anyway. Okay.
It's just something that's going around. And so it's, when you've got a friend that posts this, it's just one more thing that's happening with the Christmas. And the other thing I wanted to share with you is that, we're talking about the porch pirates. You saw something about people having their gifts stolen off front of their porches with their UPS. We've got a ham
a
coming.
A friend of ours, in fact, had her stuff
stolen. Yeah. We've got a ham being delivered and stuff like that. But anyway, I noticed just out of the corner of my eye the other day that it was a pickup truck with two guys in it that was kind of going slowly behind the mail person. And it just kind of crossed my mind that I wonder if they're following the mail person when they get out and they deliver something to see if they have, sometimes you can get medications and stuff like that are delivered to you or something else. So they may be following the UPS trucks. And I just want you to be mindful about these things.
Well, and they are doing that. But be aware of people on your block, coming down your block. They don't belong there. Go out, challenge them in the sense of, who are you? Call the police. Just let them know that they're being seen. You don't have to, when I say challenge me, don't get up and get in their face. But let them know they've been seen. You need to take a photo of them or something like that. Anyway, we're here with Mike Michalak of Fly Shop, and we're talking about taxes coming back to our city and to our county, to our region, and how without those taxes, we don't get things like police, fire, parks, roads that are maintained, anything, because we only have X number of dollars to spend in that general fund. So taking it from there, Mike, eBay shopper.
There?
Yeah, he says brick and mortar retailing is failing fast, and Reading is a retail center. 10 years from now, Sears, Kmart, Macy's, and a lot more will have closed. And he talks about how Sears Holdings has dropped in their percentages in their stock. Online selling.
Well, I think he's exactly right. you know, Sears does not provide the same service, the same need to the community that it did 25 or 50 or 75 years ago. Everyone, most of us remember that movie, You've Got Mail. You know,
yeah, right.
Right. I mean, you know, the bookstore that put the little bookstore out. But, you know, the fact is just you have to stay relevant. You have to stay price conscious. My point is this, that if I have a choice as a citizen, as a, I hope, a good citizen, that given the choice, all things being equal, the price is significantly different. It's a consideration. All things being equal, I shop here. I spend my money in Reading. If I have a printing issue, I spend my money with Ken Peterson and those people at Reading Printing. But I print, you know, a quarter of a million catalogs, and it's not the kind of printing that they do. But if I have a brochure to be done, I spend it locally. If I'm going to spend, if I'm going to go to a restaurant, I pick my friends. You know, and I'm not going to keep beat. I'll bet I go to Corbett's or I go to someplace. I go to the Deja Vu. I go to someplace that's local. I want my money to be kept in Reading. I think that you know, I think that's simply an important thing philosophically. Back to the sales tax issue. No, I don't have any problem. If people want to buy on, if the Mr. eBay there wants to buy, you know, on eBay, that's fine. But he ought to damn well have to pay the state sales tax, which supports the community. That's the law. Okay, and right now it's not. Most big ticket items, people, you know, you're not going to go buy something online for $5. But if it's a $1,000 issue, $80 worth of sales tax is significant. And so what will happen is you will probably choose the less expensive alternative and avoid the sales tax. That's a motivation, understandable motivation, but it hurts our community. Okay, and...
Okay, and so here's the thing. Here's what Mike is saying. We talked to you the other night. You do a lot of online. You have a lot of people shop online.
Millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars worth. But you've also said... how people will look at your stuff and go someplace else so you don't have to pay the taxes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It happens every day. A guy will come in and size it. You know, we have, you know, believe me, we're very competitive. You can't buy a better fly rod for less money than the one that we sell. And I don't care where you go. But if you buy a fly rod from Cabela's, you don't pay sales tax. If you buy a fly rod from Bass Pro, you do. Why? Well, Bass Pro owns stores in California, so they have to collect sales tax whether you buy it in their, you know, from their Bass Pro online, which is not in California, but they then have to charge you sales tax. Cabela's, which you just bought, Bass Pro just bought Cabela's, is actually how it went. But when you buy from Cabela's, who doesn't have a physical location in California, then they don't have to charge sales tax. Now, what's that mean? That means that if you buy a lawnmower online and you have it shipped because it costs $600 or whatever, you have it shipped free out of Reno or wherever in the world it came from, that you didn't pay sales tax. But your guy that's your buddy, your neighbor down this three doors down on the left-hand side that owns the Ace Hardware store suffers because of that, and our community suffers because of that. Look first to the community. And that may be bricks and mortar, but I don't know what eBay guy does for a living. But the fact is it doesn't matter. The question is, I suppose the question he's asking is, you know, is our company's brick and mortar locations going to need to change to remain relevant in today's retail? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, you broke that code a long time ago. And because you push a lot of stuff through your catalogs and is online, because you attract people from all over the world, and not that you don't love the people here, because and the way you treat people here are great, in so many ways, but you knew that it was going to be people shopping online, and that's the only way really they could get to you at that point.
You bet. You know,
for your trips and for equipment and all this.
We realized. When I came to Reading as a company, we realized that it was going to be impossible to have any sort of a lifestyle unless I attracted business from out of the area, business to our online. There was no online then, but business to our retail operation, business to our guide service, and business to our international travel division. So yeah, we compete very well. You know, like I said, nobody can beat us in terms of price.
Okay, we're going to take a break. But I tell you, right before we do that, let's go to Coach Bob. Coach Bob, good morning,
good morning.
And Merry Christmas.
Hey, good morning, Merry Christmas.
I saw you're a purple tongue. What was that?
I said Merry Christmas.
No, I know, but I said I saw your purple tongue.
Oh, well, hey, what can I say? I was eating purple saltwater taffy I bought down in Corning at the truck stop.
Oh, yeah, so that's really great
that
to show to give us a selfie of your tongue. I mean, come on, it's Christmas time, man.
I'm sorry you had to see that, and I know you can't unsee it, but yeah. What can I say?
It's like, and then I can't even stop thinking about it. So,
all right, what's on your mind?
A friend of mine said, look up Chase Witz, and I did, and that, of course, is the real name of Gene Simmons. And I posted a picture right under his comment of me and Gene Simmons when we were in Nashville, not performing, but I was taking pictures of him, and we had a photo op. Anyway, I'm listening to these comments with great interest. The fact of the matter occurs to me that we are going to be buying more and more and more and more and more online. So while I agree with your guest about the taxes and everything else, the question I have is, what are we going to do about it? We're not going to talk people into buying local if they can get it shipped from Amazon Prime in 2 days, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How do we compensate for the loss that we're going to have? And that's the question I have.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Coach. And we're going to answer that right after this break.
Very good.
How do we compensate? Plus, I've got some things from eBay Shopper I'd like to comment on, too. All right. This portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite Dish Network's Veteran Challenge. That's right. Our local Dish Network guy, Doug Tooley, who is a veteran himself, for every 10 new services for BNT Satellite receives during this season, they'll be setting up service, free service, for an active duty military family in our community for a full year. Not only that, but if you sign up with Dish right here, BNT Satellite, you get $100 off your bill. He's also got specials starting at $39.99 monthly. You can't beat this. It's talking about shop local, buy local. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474-241-DISH or stop by the office located at 1007 Dana Drive. That's BNT Satellite. And they're wishing everybody a very, very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. We'll be right back with Mike Michalak.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I was hungry and you gave me something to eat.
I needed clothes and you clothed me.
I was a stranger, and you invited me in.
Whatever you did for the least of these, you did it for me.
From all of us at the Good News Rescue Mission, thank you for helping us reach out to the least of these.
Merry Christmas!
It's the BNT Satellite Dish Network Veteran Challenge. You know us. We're your local guys. Don't call the 800 number. We want to give the gift of free satellite service to an active military family this winter. Here's how it works. For every 10 new services BNT Satellite receives, we'll be setting up service for one active military family in our community to win a full year of service free. That's right, we'll pay for their service for a year. And that's not all. For every person who signs up during this winter campaign, you'll get $100. Take advantage of the amazing Flex Plan starting at only $39.99 a month. Here's a way for you to support our military this holiday season and New Year with a gift that they can enjoy all year long. Call us today, 241-3474. That's 241-3474. Or stop by our office located at 1007 Dana Drive in Reading. B&T Satellite. We're the local guys and we care about our customers.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
Pink. Welcome back to KCNR. Have you ever seen a pink halibut? That's the kind of questions that come in at the break.
A pink halibut. Have you ever seen a pink halibut?
Let it snow, and it's a beautiful Christmas, and we want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. This is our last Christmas. Christmas Eve is tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
Night, and then Christmas is on Sunday, so... You know, it's just a joyous time. It's a time for forgiveness, time to move on, and a time to be patient with your brethren here in Shasta County. Like on Hilltop, when you're driving around, don't speed into a parking spot. Just let somebody else have it. Just park and just not make it a big deal. You know, same thing with waiting in line. People get irritated and angry.
Fried green tomatoes.
Fried green tomatoes. Yes, exactly. 25. One of my favorite scenes, and she was going through menopause, so she was just like outraged. That was great.
I remember your comments about 24 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 45 degrees out there, going up to 48. It's raining. It's going to start clearing up, though, tomorrow by Christmas Day. It'll be brisk and clear and chilly, and it's going to be a great day.
Yeah.
Like that. This portion of the show, of course, is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Run down and get your Christmas haircut today. It's a man's last stronghold. What can I say about that? Except they're really good people, veteran-owned business, and they have discounts for seniors and veterans. Logan, D.C., and Tim. D.C., of course, owns the shop. Tim's his son, and Logan is just a great young man that's there. It's a super place, Cypress Square Barbershop. We're here with Mike Michalak, and the question was, of the Fly Shop, he and his wife, Bertha, owned the Fly Shop here in town, a very, very successful business, the largest privately owned fly shop, a fly fishing venture in the world, really. So when you think about that, and then, but the question from Coach Bob was this, is, okay, well, what do we do about this?
It's a good question. Actually,
the question is if people are shopping offline, if you're just coming in, if people are shopping online all the time, but yet they're not collecting taxes from this. In other words, Cabela's doesn't have a store in here. Just using Cabela's doesn't have a store in California, so they don't collect taxes. The tax for people that buy stuff from Cabela for California.
So Bass Pro does.
And Bass Pro does. So now if you have your choice, you go to Bass Pro and you go to Cabela's, they're about the same price. Then you go to Cabela's because maybe you've just saved yourself $50 in tax or $20 in taxes. If you, of course, first you should shop here in Reading. But if you do that, but Bass Pro then sends the tax money back to California, Cabela's doesn't. What do you do about that?
It's a good question. I think it answers Coach Bob's question, answers the question for really.
We'll get to eBay here in a second, too.
To eat Mr. eBay, too. But. In the not-too-distant past, a bill was introduced by a Republican congressman from Arkansas that called the Fair Market Act. And what it does is it requires businesses who sell more than a particular amount, I can't remember if it's $500,000 or $1 million worth of business online, to collect the sales tax and to return it to that state from which that sale was generated. Now, when the initial reaction from small business people like myself might be, well, is that an undue burden on a small businessman? And the answer is no. We're computerized, my golly. This is elementary. You're able to ship out to 50 states. You should be able to do that.
Just
one more point. That there are, you know, of the 50 states in the union, of the 50 states and union, 35 of them have sales tax there, and the Washington, D.C. has sales tax. So there are only a few states in the union. Those are relatively wealthy states who get their income from other areas. Alaska, as an example, who shares in offshore drilling revenue. But some very small states that, you know, have that get their money from either sales tax or you know, other revenue situations. The Fair Market Act was intended to do. Remember, this is, you know, and this received broad support. You know, it never got, because of the way that our political system worked, it never quite got out of committee, but it received in very, very broad support, you know, bipartisan support, you know, throughout the nation. 9 of 11 Republican congressmen in California supported it.
Who didn't support it?
Well, Congressman LaMalfa didn't support it. He was one, and you know, and when I asked him, he simply said that. John Boehner was then our speaker,
House Speaker,
and he said it was because John Boehner didn't support it. Well, John Boehner comes from one of those 5 states that doesn't have sales tax, and he was unalterably opposed to it. And myself, you know, my feeling is that. You know, my hope would have been that Congressman LaMalfa would speak for himself and speak for the rest of California. California depending on who you listen to, it's the 6th or 7th or 8th largest economy in the world. Even though we're one state in 50, and even though we have about 10% of the population of the United States, we also, you know, we purchase online a much larger percentage than do other states. California pays, you know, California is something somewhere between 14% and 17% of online purchases are done by people in California. I believe that's because maybe we're a more computer literate state, a group of people in the state. I'm not sure what it is, but the fact is that Californians buy more online than anyone else. It may be because we have a higher sales tax. You know, San Francisco.
Well, you know what? That could be one of the reasons. One, I think it is. We're probably maybe a little more computer literate, that we start things earlier for kids, you know, and that people are looking at. But you're right. I think part of it is to avoid sales taxes. And other is people are looking to avoid crowds, and it's easier for them to go online and look for a specific item and find it than have to go out and search. You know, and walking around and doing that. However, if we had enough online, like stores right here in town, and people look at it and say, oh, here's a scarf. Oh, look, isn't this beautiful, from Dandelion Boutique? But anyway, but this 14%, if we're doing 14% of all the buying, but yet we're not getting 14% of the sales tax coming back.
Well, let's remember, too, that what we're not talking about is a new tax. Carl knows me.
Right.
I'm the most conservative businessman that you'll ever see, and the most conservative individual in many ways. I believe that as a good citizen, it's incumbent upon us to pay our taxes and nothing more. This is not a new sales tax. This is simply a way. This particular bill that I was talking about, the Fair Market Act, which is going to soon be reintroduced in Congress. But the Fair Market Act is intended to level the playing field so that Cabela's and Bass Pro and the Fly Shop and Sportsman's Warehouse locally, or, you know, wherever it is that you shop, all are dealing with, you know, on a level playing field. That and my, you know, proletariat sense of fairness seems like the right way to deal with it.
I think if you're – and I think that's absolutely true. I look back and then I think, well, think of all the billions, maybe even hundreds of billions of dollars that's being spent, and then the billions of dollars that would come back in taxes to us that people are not buying here. Now, let's go back to eBay Shopper. He's talking about not shopping here locally or in California, because he's mad about a $229 ticket he got. You know, frankly, I don't care if the ticket was just or not. But this is what happens. He says the $229 ticket is going to cost Reading at least $2,000, maybe $4,000 or more. I'm telling as many people I can about how to buy online from retailers which do not collect California sales tax. And why would that be? Why would you do that, eBay shopper? Why wouldn't you go – when you say that, so you don't buy anything local. Of course you do. You go out and you probably buy your groceries local. You probably see a doctor local. You probably go to the movies. You probably do – you know, I mean, does this mean you're not going to – when you do this, when you go out and you try to tell people, oh, just go out there and don't pay for it, oh, it's fine, this hurts your local community.
Well, this guy's mad, Carl.
Well, he is
mad. He's mad, and you know,
angry.
He's angry. And for the moment, you know, he's going to reach out. You know, I think that may be in the when he has a chance to cool off. I mean, we've all got tickets that we felt we deserved, and we've all got tickets that, you know, I noticed that in his comment, he didn't say that he didn't deserve the ticket. He got a ticket for speeding in a school zone. Well, if I had a child who was run over in a school zone or something like that, I might feel, you know. But, you know, he got a ticket, and he's going to take that out on the business community. That seems like a, you know, sometimes when, you know, people have very – his comment about how retailers, brick-and-mortar people, have to react, they have to respond to the public is very, very viable. But, you know, people start talking, you say, yeah, that's a good argument. And then they start talking about chemtrails or something like that. And you go, wait a minute. This is his reaction is, I hope it's temporary, but it appears to be a bit unreasonable. But it's his reaction. He's entitled to, as an American, he's entitled to react
any way he wants. That's right. So if the stores, and this is from Coach Bob, if the states that don't have state tax, should their residents have to pay state tax on in online purchase?
Absolutely not. There's only 5 out of 50.
Right.
There's only 5 out of 50 that don't have a sales tax.
So if they don't have one already, so if they buy something in California, they will not take your sale. They will not put a sales tax on it because you don't have a sales tax.
No, not at all.
Right.
Not at all.
Okay.
But, and I have the same, you know, we have a lot of anglers who in Alaska who buy from us. You know, these people are penalized because it costs a lot more to ship to Alaska. But at the very same time, these people don't have a sales tax. You know, each resident of Alaska gets, I can't remember the exact number, but somewhere in the neighborhood, $2,000 per person. As you know, they get their money other ways. Their state gets their money other ways. They don't have tens of thousands of miles of roads to take care of.
There are no roads.
You know, you bet.
Okay, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you our friends over at Home Helper, Sharon Clark, and everything she does for her in-home care services, whether it's short period of time, say an operation you've had, or maybe you've busted a leg skiing, you need somebody there to come by and look
after you. Yeah, I was in there the other day, and one of the gals was talking about how a gal had called and was just in tears, and she said, my mom keeps falling, and it is simple as just having somebody come a couple nights gives this woman a sleep. She can sleep knowing her mother's being cared for. It's that simple. And especially be on the lookout when you're home for the holidays and you're looking at, you know, things to look out for, expired prescriptions, food that's old, and you know, look at things that are happening, and then, you know, bring in, it's not crisis, they're trying to not go into crisis care with Home Helpers. You may want to get a hold of them and find out if you have any questions at all. 226-8350, they're located on Larkspur Lane. It's Home Helpers. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
I was sitting at my desk when Santa walked in. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Can I trouble you for an estimate? I was on my way to my job at the mall when I got into a fender bender. As I was writing the estimate, a mother and her 5-year-old daughter came in and started to chat with Santa. There was a lot of laughter going on. When I finished the estimate, I said, Okay, Santa, here's what you need to fix your car. Suddenly the little girl burst out. You're not the real Santa. Santa doesn't drive a car. He flies a sleigh. Santa looked at her and said, Little one, my sleigh's at the airport, and I need a car to get there. She threw her arms around Santa's leg and hugged him tightly. I knew you were real, she said. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Redding, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we just wanted to let you know about Omaha Steaks holiday gift packages. You simply can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks.
Shop now for gourmet gift packages guaranteed to fit your list and budget. Cherish more time with your loved ones thanks to the one-stop shopping, no-prep, and oven-ready dinners all from Omaha Steaks.
We have tried them, and we're delighted to see how easy they were to prepare and how delicious they are.
Start your holiday shopping now at omahasteaks.com.
Enjoy the holiday season at Cookies
and Yogurt
on Hartnell Avenue. Browse the store as you take in the spirit of the season with Christmas gift items, holiday decorations, lots of Christmas trees decorated to perfection with special ornaments, and the cookies. Not just any old cookies, gourmet cookies. All your favorites for your enjoyment or gift wrap for that someone special. Gourmet cookies.
Yummy, smooth, creamy yogurt.
And unique gift ideas all at Cookies
and Yogurt.
92 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Love those cookies.
And yogurt.
Silver bells, silver bells.
More Dean.
It's Christmas time.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. What a beautiful time of year, is it not?
Welcome back, everybody. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. We're here with Mike Michalak and from the Fly Shop, and we've got people lined up on the phone. So let's start with Daniel. Daniel, good morning.
Well, I just wanted to call and say Merry Christmas.
Oh, well, Merry Christmas to you, Daniel. What
Thank
a great
you.
Guy. Now, Daniel is, besides just being a friend and a veteran from the Coast Guard, also heads up the Redding Guardian Angel contingent.
Well, I'm part of them now. I had to step back because of my job from being the actual leader.
Okay.
Turned over to Steve Brewer, and he's a fine man taking care of that, but I'm still an integral part.
You're still a part of it. Okay.
Yeah.
So, the Guardian Angels. So,
wonderful group.
Well, look, Mary.
You know, a couple funny things. You know what the comic reindeer says about his jokes?
Oh,
he says, this joke will slay you.
We like Daniel.
Merry Christmas, Daniel.
All right, have a good day.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
This will slay you. Okay, Nick, good morning. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I can't hardly hear you. Hey, Mike, I was reading in the paper here about a year ago that, you know how it used to be, you worked till May 15th, you paid all your taxes, and the rest of that money for the rest of the year is yours? Well, that got moved up to August 22nd. And here in California, it's a heck of a lot more than that because they sharp pencil us with fees. Now, with the sales tax they send back to us, you know, they've got strings attached to that. They tell us how we have to spend the biggest percentage of that. And now I see where the CalExit, the idiots that want to secede from the United States, have an embassy over in Moscow. And I wonder who in the heck's paying for that. You know, there might be such a thing if they used our money a little bit more efficiently. Maybe we wouldn't mind giving them a raise once in a while. But I've never seen a group of people that had their hand out more. The look at these guys that are retired from PERS. That's the new royalty class of America. The top four retirees in CalPERS is over $1 million a year. And you know how to straighten that out? State of Jefferson. Are you a believer in the state of Jefferson there, Mike?
Well, no.
Well, you should be. You know what? We could line up a presentation for you, and I believe once you've got some honest answers, you might change your mind.
But wait a minute, Nick. Wait a minute. What you're suggesting is that my answers are dishonest.
And the No.
Please let me interrupt for a moment.
You know, okay.
Number one is that you're absolutely wrong, 100% wrong, when you say
about what?
I'll tell you, when you say that that sales tax money that's sent back has strings attached to it, the answer is no. In C2 sales tax is money that's sent back, the equalization sharing money that's sent back to the local community that goes into the general fund. And so this community is able then to use it however they see fit. There are no strings attached.
Okay, well, perhaps I am wrong. That's probably the first time in about 5-6 years, but you know, I'll concede that to you. So what? They can't spend our money fast enough. Look at the sneaky way they snuck in the raises for Ken Niemer a couple of weeks after D-Pass failed. If it would have passed, you know, they'd have still give her a raise. How would you feel about that? That's it. That was political. That was, let's put it off and we'll talk about it after we get the money.
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks a lot, Nick. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Okay, see ya.
Okay, so it comes back to the thing that if people buy things online with this law, if people buy things online, then they could have then they would get, you know, the taxes would come back, sales tax would come back to California. Now, would we get 25% of that, or just from our area, the people that from this area that bought it?
No, California would get 100% of the sales tax that's returned to California.
Right.
25% of that would then be redistributed to the community. That's the law.
25%
of all sales tax is redistributed to the community from which it is generated.
Okay, all right.
Okay. So what that means is that when someone from San Francisco buys, outfits their entire family for fly fishing through the fly shop, that money's collected, you know, here in Redding. Then 25% of that, all of that sales tax goes to the Board of Equalization. 25% of it is then returned to the community of Redding to use as it sees fit.
Okay. I like it. You know what? For one thing, I just see that's a lot more money would come in.
Let me tell you how much money it is, Carl.
How much is it?
You know, a few years ago when we booted Gray Davis for good reason, the sales tax that year that was not collected was estimated at $27 billion. For those people who remember, that's exactly the amount of money that we went in the hole, through the deregulation issue that prompted our California state losses.
Okay. Well, we've got one more caller here, and we've got a short period of time. So, Terry, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning? Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. We have about a minute.
Yeah, my question is that, okay, the money comes back. We get 25% of the dollar we send in. We get 25 cents back. And, yes, it goes to the general fund, so it becomes discretionary spending, as you say, and that money goes to whatever the city council or the board of supervisor wants to go to. The problem is the trust in where they're going to send the money to. Now, if the sales tax came back and helped police and fire and public safety, I'll bet everybody in the town would say, oh, my gosh, by golly, we're so happy this money's coming back and you guys are spending it on the right thing. But question number one, is this discretionary spending? And question number two, who are the people who decide where the money gets spent?
Well, that's a good
question.
Okay,
Terry, thanks.
It's a good question, Terry. And the answer is they're those people that you elect. There's those people that are appointed by those people that you elect to make good decisions. And if you don't like it, then do what we just did a few weeks ago and vote someone else into office. I'm speaking for myself. I'm very proud to be a Californian. I'm very proud to be an American. My family came to this country, more than 100 years ago. And I look around. This is a time of year, Christmas, faith, hope, and charity. Let's remember what this holiday is all about. Our community doesn't have the money to take care of our homeless. Our community doesn't have the money to take care of our police, our fire, our potholes. Okay, and what I'm suggesting is that there's a reason that it is, and there's a reason that we shouldn't have to pay more taxes. You know, assess ourselves more taxes. We just need to pay the taxes that are due. And I think that any reasonable, I would hope that other reasonable.
And we're
people
not talking
out there
about raising taxes for anybody. All you're talking about is people that are shopping online from California have to pay for it. And how many times have you heard? I mean, I've even talked about it.
Well,
here
that's
in the
law.
Well, yeah, it is. But and until they have a way of tracking it,
exactly.
Which maybe you don't want that, but it would be an easy way is just pass a law to the states that, or any business over $1 million, does over $1 million online, needs to pay them, you know, needs to set up a system, which can't be that hard, is to return taxes.
And Terry's point is a good one. He doesn't, you know, like a lot of people, and I think that was exemplified in our recent election, a lot of people don't trust the government officials that they have. You know, we here in Reading elected a new city council, and I think that the city council is demonstrating one issue at a time exactly how it's going to be in the future. You mentioned just before I came on the choosing not to buy the
golf course.
And judicious.
I think you're going to see this going to be tight. And they're going to find ways to spend the money, wiser, as opposed to some of the things we've seen in the past. Okay.
Now, from Eric, I'm sorry, I interrupted. Mike Michalek, thank you so much. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year
to
you.
Everyone.
And I want to take a caller right now, and for Christmas, I want to give you one of my CDs. Just want to let you know. We're going to take a caller and
as the show ends.
That's absolutely right.
In fact, we're over.
We're over.
Merry Christmas, everybody. We'll be back after Christmas. Have a safe holiday and a safe Christmas. And please, just remember again what the season's about. It's about closeness and giving and a family and forgiveness. And have a great Christmas. Now, 605-4567, and you get a CD, Linda's newest CD. Have a great Christmas.